Steven Chavez.
Okay, who's Mr. Chavez?
I think it might be you two, one second. Yes, I do have a party.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Tobias will conduct the hearing, sir. He will be the lead, so just hold on, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
No, I believe so.
Okay, hold on, let me adjust my mic. How about now?
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think I had it a little bit low. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Steven Richard Chavez, 130569.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Chavez?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, to my far right is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Chavez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir. Help you God.
Thank you. Mr. Chavez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor companies as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to contact your parole officer following your discharge on May 8, 2018 from your approved residence at Transitional Living Communities, also known as TLC, located at 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Chavez, is this true or false?
This is true.
Thank you, sir. I will now make a motion to pass our hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Chavez's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Just one second, Mr. Chavez, and we will continue the second phase of the hearing. Okay, so we're going to move on to phase two. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our in-house community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Westby, if you will.
On April 9th, 2018, Mr. Chavez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. Here's a resume on July 3rd, 2018, by DPS, after he was observed pulling something out of his bag that appeared to be a gun. He subsequently barricaded himself in a burnout house in 1713 West Buchanan. He was back in Jersey custody on July 3rd, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 3rd, 2019, which reflects 56 of stat days. Incurred conviction in 2014, burglary, third degree, two counts, each for 5 years. Prior convictions in 1987, robbery, 1.5 years. 1999, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. 2000, trafficking and stolen property, 9 years, 3 months. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. As Key G in your information notes, he's a member of the Barrio Chicano Locos Criminal Street Gang. He has a prior term of supervision, 1998, TI is released, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2008, TI is released of standard 118 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate and lengthy, drugs and violence in order. Other arrest, 1994, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G7, B8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Just 1 second. There is some different further information, Mr. Westby, on the DPS incident before going further, so I assume there was no follow-up arrest or...
I didn't see any information knowing if there was any pending charges related to that incident.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Chavez. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside in Transition Living Communities, 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. You were discharged from the facility on May 8, 2018 due to testing positive for illegal drugs. And you never made contact with your assigned parole officer. So, what happened at TLC, sir?
I never dropped a positive UA, not even for TAS. I went home to look for a job, and they only gave me two tries. They gave me two tries for a UA. And when I got there, I thought I had to go. It didn't go. They only gave me two tries, I tell you. So my two tries were up, and then that's it. They told me to come back in 3 days. 3 days, I'm homeless. What am I going to do on the streets for 3 days? I don't have no place, no living. I didn't have no job, nothing. So 3 days is a long time to be roaming the streets. And I know I should have reported to my parole officer, but I don't have no means, no transportation, nothing. I can't just go to the bus stop and get on the bus or the light rail. I was homeless, so I...
Well, thank you for your detailed response, Mr. Chavez. I noticed that in your discharge from TLC, there doesn't seem to be reference to any sort of your analysis or test, but it did say that you had admitted to using marijuana. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Well, why do you think they said you admitted to using marijuana, Mr. Chavez?
I have no idea. I didn't admit to nothing because there was nothing to admit to. It might sound weird, but I just really went to CAF, not even just a couple weeks ago prior to this, and it was clean. So,
well, it's just... On a programming note, it says on April 9, 2018, you referred to task labs for random color-code your analysis of the code mint. You were not called prior to absconding, so we don't even have reference that you ever took out of your analysis. Are you saying you took it?
Yes, I did. I took one, and then that was it. Then my color didn't come up yet.
I'm going to ask our community corrections officer if there's any reference to any testing for Mr. Chavez.
As far as TAS, I believe that's corrected. His color didn't come up prior to him abstaining from supervision. He was referred. The only note I see here regarding testing on May 10th, 2018 by Peter Miller said on 5/9/18 arrived at TLC and was advised that the offender had returned from work on May 8th, 2018 where he was drug tested and tested positive for related drugs. The offender was subsequently discharged. The offender has not contacted his parole officer to notify of his whereabouts.
I recognize that's not an official task.
That's correct.
What is usually the method used in places like TLC when they do in-house testing?
Well, they would be using urine sample for drug testing.
Thank you, Mr. Gillespie.
One thing I do want to add as far as Mr. Chavez is, you know, he stated about after that he was told to return in 3 days and as far as reporting to his PO, he did sign condition number 12A says that if he's displaced or discharged from his group residence, he has to report being on his house at 16th Street to his PO within one business day. And there's no note signed here that there was any contact with his PO telephonically or in person.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Chavez. I see that you had absconded for more than 3 days. It was 56 days in total. So what were you doing for the remainder of that time that you were outside of the Department of Corrections?
I was wondering. I don't have nobody no more, so I was on the street. I had to survive on the street. I didn't commit another crime or nothing. But it just, I lived on the street. I slept in the park. I slept at the bus stop. I understand that I should have reported, turned myself in and everything. It just, you know, when you're out there and you're homeless and everything, stuff doesn't click the way it's supposed to. And like I said, I was doing good until this point. I plan on going back to TLC no matter what. But it's just, when you're on the street, my mind wasn't going the way it was supposed to go. I was on the street, I was like, I'm down and out again. And it just feels like everything just crashed on me so fast that from being out, everything was moving too fast. Like then, it just didn't work. I'm sorry that we're all here, you know, and I don't know what actually just happened. My mind just slipped up. I understand I did violate a condition, and I apologize for that.
Well, I appreciate your honesty with the board. What was it that caused the Department of Public Safety to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder status? Before you answer that, we don't have any reference to an arrest by DPS other than being arrested for abscond status. But there was information provided by our community corrections officer that you were suspected of having a gun and that there was a barricade. So what happened?
I don't understand that part. All I know is that I was at the Capitol, I asked for water, he asked for my ID, I gave the state trooper my ID and stuff, and that was it. And then I don't understand why he let me go, but he did. I wasn't barricaded nowhere. I don't understand that. I'm just as shocked as you. I don't know I was barricaded where.
Okay. I guess the last question is, did you have a history for using drugs, and have you been able to stay clean, if so?
Yes, I was clean. I was doing good, and I don't have a history of abuse drugs. It just, I was doing so good, it just, I don't understand the situation I got put in. It's just like that pain, you know, bad luck. If I didn't have any luck, bad luck, that's what I got. I'm not trying to make myself feel, for anybody feel sorry for me or anything. It's just, I know I violated a condition, but I don't have a drug abuse problem. It's just when I'm put in situations that my mind doesn't click as fast. I was homeless, boom, that was it. So I felt like I'm at the bottom again, boom. Now I gotta defend for myself again. I gotta try to find somewhere to eat, sleep, and that's just how it went.
Okay, so I guess I have one last question, and that is, 56 days is a long time, so did there come a time when you just decided you weren't going to make contact with your parole officer, or like, I mean,
no,
you could have walked to a parole office in the time that you were gone, so why did you decide to break off contact completely?
Well, because, like I was saying, I was homeless. I didn't have nothing, no papers, no nothing. I couldn't take nothing with me from the halfway house. I still have all my stuff at the halfway house. So it's like I didn't take no papers, I didn't have nothing with me. So when I first got out, my parole officer, when I went to go visit, they had refer me to a different parole officer because the one I was supposed to have, he was no longer there. I guess he moved to something, so they gave me a different parole officer, and then I had to go back the next day so he can my condition, and then he was telling me that he was not going to be my parole officer, that there was going to be somebody else. So I really didn't know who my parole officer was going to be, but it's just that I didn't have no papers, no nothing. When I got arrested, I didn't have no papers, but some clothes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask for a couple of board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. I will follow up on one more, and that is, you said that you would go back to TOC regardless. So regardless of how you vote today, are you saying that you have a plan to go back to TOC? Can you do that when you come out?
Yes, sir. This is not going to change because I'm still homeless. I still got a chance, but if I go back, it's gonna be a little tougher program because I'm gonna have to stay there for 5 months in a hard six program instead of the 3 month easy program. So it's a little bit more structured, and that's what I need. I need some more structure. So when I get out, I'm still going back. They'll still accept me. But regardless of what happens, I'm still going back.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chavez. The board will be, we're coming close to the end of your hearing, so is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into the discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
That's it, sir.
Well, thank you for being so direct, Mr. Chavez. We're going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as we often say, this is an unfortunate situation. Mr. Chavez was released from the Department of Corrections to live at TOC, and there's his version, and certainly the version that was provided to us by transition living communities, but whatever the case, his arrangement at TLC did not work out and he ended up homeless. I think the unfortunate part is that he broke off contact with his parole officer. He said he had no means of doing that, but he was missing for a full 56 days. And with respect to Mr. Chavez, I think he might have even been able to make contact at the parole office on foot if necessary, based on where he was at. So considering the totality of his case plus two past periods of community supervision that did not work out very well, I am not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1431, our discussion with Mr. Chavez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Chavez was delinquent, violated in terms of conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a commemorative company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision for 56 days and we could not monitor his transition back to the community. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Chavez, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about May 3rd, 2019. I recognize that may sound like some time away, but it is a matter of months, and thank God not years. So we just encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. I do like hearing that you're willing to return to TLC. I think it's a good sign. It speaks well of your desire to make a safe transition back to the people of Arizona, so to speak. So this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we do appreciate you appearing before this board today. Thank you.
I think.